How did you prepare for the role of Eleanor, especially for the role of someone who suffers from a mental illness?
To be honest, I think Eleanor wasn't paranoid schizophrenic.
No.
She was diagnosed as that. But like in the 80s, apparently, when I did my research, a lot of psychiatrist friends of mine said everything had schizophrenia. It was just like, oh, well, that's the label. Let's just give it, you know. And that's what Colette, and I spoke to the real Colette, and she still feels today that Eleanor was not, she wasn't that mentally ill, but she did have a lot of illness attached to all this endless prescription of really vicious drugs, Thorazine and Meloryl. They're famously, I mean, I don't think they use them anymore. I think one is used. You have more responsibility. You definitely have a bigger responsibility. And particularly someone who was unknown in a weird way, because there wasn't any footage of her. All I had was this photo. So I emailed lots of questions to Colette, who was in her own way ill at that point. She wasn't well. And she sent me lots of answers.
So this is how you prepare for your roles, doing some researches on your own and collect informations?
But it's like, you want to make sure, it seems a bit excessive. My ex used to always say that I was like a lawyer or writing a biography or thesis. But but I kind of feel like if you're going to, if you expect people to believe, suspend their disbelief, you have to suspend your own disbelief first. You have to believe that you know your stuff. And it's such a, I feel like you have to earn their people's trust. You're like, no, believe you me, I know what I'm talking about now.
What is so special about Eleanor?
I think there was so much complexity and so much colour to play. And also, I think she was so brave. The courage. She made her own destiny. I mean, you see her in the worst moment, being manhandled into a cell, being poisoned by these drugs, and somehow she gets to a telephone and gets a lawyer and fights. And it's the fight in her that's extraordinary. And she was, she fought not just for her, she fought for everybody on that ward and all the other people that she felt should have a right to say how much they should be taking, because she felt they were being abused. And I really think she was around Eleanor as a sort of guardian angel, helping. And the very first day, Sister Florence came, Cynthia, with some rosaries that Eleanor, the real Eleanor, had made. And she gave me a blue one and Hilary a purple one. And that was our sort of talisman. The real Mort, he died only last week. And I remember meeting him in San Francisco when we were shooting outside Eleanor's apartment, which was really funny and really hazardous because the apartment was also like a place for the homeless. But they had no control over, we were filming, but we didn't have their permission. So we were just filming in this public place, but people were coming. I mean, they were completely, so every time Colette knocked on the door of my apartment, but it was actually a toilet, you know, there was somebody inside going, hello, hello, you know, and it was complete chaos. The whole thing was complete, like, oh my God. And there, but for the grace of God, it's like, it's horrendous to see how the underbelly of life. But then I just thought, no, this is who Eleanor was representing. All the people who had dirt poor and had no rights, felt they had no rights and were just treated like nothing. And Mort said she was like a trade unionist. She was like, she was in that ward. It wasn't like she was a victim or anything. Even though she had her, so much of her own problems, she was like a champion to everybody. And she'd look after everybody.
So you were shooting most of the scenes here in Germany in Cologne, right?
Everything was in Cologne, practically, apart from the obvious, you know, up the hill outside Colette's. We went to San Francisco and we shot 3 days, I think, or four. And then we had a week off, and then we came here with our American accents. We landed in Cologne. And we pretended we were still in San Francisco. But it was, so it was completely, you know, a lot of the time in films, you're filming outside a place, and then you, once you walk in, you're in a completely different place geographically. But I have never, I promise, shot in one country and then moved countries and also moved so much. I mean, the culture gap is, it's so huge. So in so many, for me, I was having a joke because it's 55 steps and I was going like in one step over that threshold. Every time we walked in, we were like thousands of miles away and a different country and a long time. So all those shots of us walking up those hills, thank God, because then I could remember when we were in Cologne and we filmed in the studio there, the two apartments, that every time I came into Colette's apartment, I had just come up a hill. I had to remember, I'm up a hill, up a hill.
In the movie, Eleanor and Colette have a very special and close relationship. How did you like working with Hilary? Had you met her before or did you meet on set for the first time?
You know what? It was a dream. It was an absolute dream. And again, this is the sort of thing with the film, which was characterised. It was a lot of stress, no money, no time, and very last minute things happening. And I like to be really prepped and everything to make sure that everything, give us windows for disaster, because always things don't work. There was no window for disaster at all. It was just like, this is going to be a car crash or it's going to have liftoff. And so Hilary came in like 3 days before shooting. But I had no idea 3 days before, neither did Hilary, neither did anyone, if it was going to work. And I just said, this is basically a love story. And if there's no chemistry between us, it's going to be like... and as soon as she walked in, I thought, you're perfect. And she's so warm. She's got a massive heart. And she's special. She's got some Red Indian blood. There's something very sort of old soul. And it was perfect. We had a love affair. And a fun affair, too.
You played so many different characters. Some of them were really eccentric, like in Harry Potter or Alice, and some rather normal, for example, in The King's Speech. What do you prefer to play?
I don't really think of somebody's weird or normal. I just like, I mean, each person has their joys and their... it's like meeting someone, you know, like having a friend. You're like... I want to spend time with that person. And I don't go like, oh, I like playing crazier than not, because that's generalised. And what I try to do with each part is be as specific as I can. But I do always have probably a surplus amount of ideas, and probably there's too much going on. And it's a character part that I get more stimulated by than internalising everything. So it might be a bit over the top, but that's what I enjoy doing. And dressing up. Mm-hmm. And not being myself. That's the thing. I've never been in it to exhibit myself or be myself. I want to get away from myself and dress up. Mm. It's fun. It's liberating. Mm. Yeah. And also we all have the potential to be many selves.
Can we come back to 55 Steps? There's one scene where you have to lie in a coffin. What kind of experience was that for you?
It was definitely special. Definitely powerful. Yeah. I think it was weirdly the day my birthday. So it was like, this is very strange. And it was harder for Hilary. Because she had to be emotional. But I was like, but I still found it weird. But it was fun too. I think it was harder for other people. Because we'd all become friends, and there I was in the coffin.
www.kölncampus.com